hop on the I-40 east of Knoxville, and you travel down the road to Route 34, moves you a little bit north. You eventually get on Route 11 and end up in Morristown, Tennessee. It's a little town, about 60,000 people, and it is the setting for Julia Preston, who's a New York Times national immigration correspondent, setting for a look at the interesting tensions in the labor force in this economy between immigrant workers and non-immigrant workers in a changing town noted for manufacturing and its conservatism, looking at a whole new reality right now. Julia Preston is in the studio. Thanks for joining us, Julia.
Good morning.
Your piece is part of a series that the Times is doing on changing issues in immigration. And why did you pick Morristown?
Well, it's a town that has seen a large influx of Hispanic immigrants in recent years, a factory town in the middle of a rural Appalachian context.
What kind of factories?
Two kinds of factories, yep. Really. Auto plants,
right.
Plastics components, and then there's a whole swath of lower wage factories making meatpacking,
right,
and poultry,
right,
that
right.
kind of thing.
So, and all of them are experiencing difficulties. And what families did you find that typify some of the trends that market economists are attempting to sort out with some great difficulty right now?
Well, I ended up looking at two American workers and two illegal immigrant families. And one of the things that's quite important in the difference here is the buffer effect of the unemployment safety net. It has become quite stark in this downturn that American workers and legal workers have the option of, poor and overwhelmed as it is, of going to get unemployment insurance and get some help from the federal government to get it through. Whereas if you don't have legal immigration status, you cannot participate in the unemployment safety net, and they, in most cases, illegal immigrants know this, and they're not trying.
So for conservative working-class Tennesseans in Morristown, they are in the social safety net, probably something that they maybe voted against during their, you know, many kinds of red state elections. And illegal immigrants are out of the safety net altogether.
Well, there in the past, until this recession started, there was a fit between the immigrant workers in this town and other American workers who, to a certain extent, were moving up in the manufacturing labor force. But now what's happening is that the illegal immigrants are really having to retreat from this community. It's really become much more a situation of hiding. And yet, even under those circumstances, they're quite reluctant to go home. The natural functioning of the labor market is not really working because in many cases, the immigrants have been there for a while. They own homes. Their kids are in school.
So they can't go back to Mexico.
Well, they're very reluctant. In many cases, they don't have families or stakes to go back to in Mexico. So this is building this kind of pressure in this labor market.
Well, nope. You know, I just wanted to interject because what you're talking about is a story that you describe about a family, Enrique and Rita, who, you know, are not giving full names. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, both of them have been working in low-wage jobs in Morristown for most of the past decade. Their kids are in school. They're very proud of their kids going about to go to high school. Their situation now is both of them are illegal. They really have just retreated from anything resembling community life, but they are really clinging, especially Enrique, to the job that he has. He used to be a kind of a feisty guy, but now he's just determined to hang on to work. And if you multiply that, you get a potentially problematical situation where people are quite desperate to hang on to work, potentially lowering wages, that kind of thing.
Estimate of the percentage of immigrant workers in Morristown?
Well, the Hispanic population is now about 10% of the population.
10%. So that's a huge number.
It's big increase.
About on the non-immigrant side, what is the sense that there are competitions now for jobs with immigrants that didn't exist before? How does that manifest itself in middle-class citizen families?
Well, this was quite striking to me because you would think, and I went to Morristown thinking that there would be a lot of tension. In fact, there's not. In fact, the workers that have been hit by these rolling layoffs, it's really been quite impressive, are really focused on getting their unemployment benefits, looking towards the future. There's quite a bit of retraining. It's not great. great. It's really hard and terrible. But there's a different set of options. And by and large, the American workers are focused on, you know, building their future. And there's a surprisingly little tension, I thought, in Morristown at this time.
Political changes for people suddenly relying on the government?
Well, that's an interesting thought. You know, I was really looking at working class people, and they have a long experience of having to rely on government assistance for retraining and that kind of thing. So,
well, it's a fascinating setting. Morristown, Tennessee, East Tennessee, conservative East Tennessee. It's the setting for Julia Preston's story in the New York Times. It's in the magazine this Sunday?
In the newspaper.
In the newspaper this Sunday. Julia Preston, New York Times immigration correspondent, profiling Morristown, Tennessee as a showcase for what's going on in the labor force between immigrants and non-immigrant workers. Julia, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.